Hold on. Okay. Where's that ham? Remember when I had that pocket ham? That was good, too.
No, that episode was horrible.
That was a good episode.
You just kept eating that fucking ham. You just
kept eating that fucking ham.
It was delicious.
I know, but...
Yeah, but...
It was probably around Thanksgiving, Christmas.
It was probably around there.
No, it was like 3 weeks after Thanksgiving. He still had ham. Ham.
It was amazing. Oh, I still had ham.
I don't know why he was...
Like, every interval that he got, that was quiet. Like,
it was amazing.
The fuck was that noise?
Joey just
niching away at that pocket ham.
All right, well, it was episode 48, GoldenSaucer.net. We're back.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear it. It's June 14th, 2014.
Dead June, though.
Just think, you know, next year, Alf, you can find out if Back to the Future was right.
What? Did the Cubs win against the Miami Gators?
About everything.
We're not getting hoverboards.
Don't.
Stupid hats.
Future, I'm already disappointed with suicide booths.
True.
Don't hype something that won't happen.
Did you see Ghostbusters 30th anniversary in the theaters?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see the movie, but I saw it.
Did you see where they did like a live tweet of like everyone was doing for the 30th anniversary Ghostbusters? They were doing like everyone like synchronized and they were all watching the movie at the same time, and they all ate Twinkies when he talked about giant Twinkie.
No.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
I've had a lot of time to just stare at the internet on my phone.
I could tell. Where were you that you took that picture of that Transformer there?
It wasn't Transformers.
Oh, the
fucking
giant
Mario.
The giant.
Oh, you're talking about Grimlock.
I'm talking about the giant Grimlock. That was at the AMC theater up in
the AMC IMAX.
You saw Transformers?
No.
Oh, you just walked in
that
there?
That was the stand. No, yeah.
He saw the stadium. He was like, oh, I'm going to love this.
So it looks like 3D, but it's actually all flat cardboard, like, and they kind of turn it a little bit and layer it.
Oh, I mean, it was badass.
It was pretty dope, right?
Yeah.
And it was huge.
So apparently there's like two versions. There's that version that's like over 10 feet tall, and then there's like a smaller one that's like 6 or 7 feet tall.
Should have took it home.
Fuck no. I couldn't even get it through the doorway.
Just dress it up in a t-shirt and hat and be like,
he was with me.
Come on, Bob.
Did you see the other thing I took a picture of?
The Mario bling?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Dude, it was like this bootleg jewelry outlet, like kiosk in the middle of the Jacksonville Mall. And, like, we passed by it, and I happened to notice this fucking dumb blinged-out Mario.
Noticed that, but I noticed, like, this one that said Trap House, and it was literally, like, a Trap House, and it said Trap House underneath it, like, written out.
Yeah, and, like, diamonds. But, like, diamonds.
Yeah.
like cubic zirconia.
He was, like, everything up to 75% off.
Yeah. Like, we looked at the Mario, and the guy was just like, he's like, oh, it's a beautiful cut. It's a beautiful piece. It's spectacularly cut and stuff. And we're, like, looking at it, like, okay, cool. And, like, Joey was like, can I take a picture of it? And the guy was like, yeah, sure. And we took a picture of it and just left.
How much was he asking?
He wanted $350 for it, but for Joey, he was going to do it for $150.
Yeah.
with no negotiation.
Usually it's $350, but I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He was watching like some fucking, he was watching YouTube behind us while we actually were like right before we came up to him. So.
It was amazing.
Did you see this dancing baby? It's funny.
The best part is that it wasn't.
I swear to God, he was watching that little Indian dude dance on YouTube.
Yes.
The best part is, like, it didn't look good.
No, Mario's mouth looked
fucked up. The
body
looked okay, and the hat looked okay, but, like, the mouth was just
the mouth and the fucking mustache.
Like, he got golds put in, and they didn't do a good job.
Like, Mario had a grill.
Well, I saw the mustache was kind of, like, plastered in under his nose, into his lip. It looked like he had a cleft lip at one point.
It was tough, man, and then. We went to this. We were just, you know, cruising the mall for just whatevs.
So apparently, me and Joey are like fucking old dudes because like the mall is not our scene.
Yeah.
So like we went to the mall and then we checked out this place called Zoomies.
We had no idea how to pronounce it. Zoomies.
I think it's Zoomies.
Z U M I E Z.
Yeah. And like that place is stupid.
what does it do?
So as soon as you go in. What if I told you can get like a baseball cap, like, you know, the conductor style, but instead of like having like there's weed, like
just pot leaves
and the blue,
like basically like they just sell a bunch of shit that's like stoner, not like actual stoner.
Have you ever wondered where all those Obey shirts come from?
Like with Andre the Giant's face on it comes from there.
So it's a stupider version of
and
Spencer's.
Then like Huff, and like brand's called like Huff.
Yeah, the brand was called Huff, and it had like weed shit all over it. It's and, like, they also sold, like, longboards in the back of it. And like hacky sacks.
And trucks and wheels
and shit. And it's like
fucking Spencer.
And those little short boards, the ones that are not as big as a, like a fucking
They're
laptop.
Made of plastic.
Wow.
Yeah, no, the place was awful. And like the worst part was like we were being like notably rude like while we were in there. Like the whole time me and Joey were just like, this place fucking sucks. And like everybody that's there was just like way younger than us and just like
yeah.
Like legitimately like trying on weed boots. Like seriously, like
weed boots.
Like boots with like weed like fucking pot leaves like printed on the boots.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
But anyway, I guess we should lead into why we were in the Jacksonville, up in the Jacksonville area.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can cut to what the fuck you've been playing real quick.
Yeah.
We went and played that fucking Smash Brothers.
We went and played that Smash Brothers, though.
On Wii U.
On Wii U.
That was my face of jealousy.
Yeah.
You could have taken days off.
That was an impossible. I couldn't.
I know.
Yeah.
So, for those who don't know, during E3, Nintendo did the Smash Fest, as I think it was the official name was.
Yeah.
And they had select locations where you can go to a Best Buy, and you go to the Best Buy, and you wait in line for like a million hours. And then you get to play two rounds of Smash Bros. On the Wii U with the same build they had at E3.
So the downsides are that there's a short list of characters that are playable. You can't change the controller setup. Yeah. And that it's on the Wii U, the Wii Pro Controller. Wii U Pro Controller.
Yeah. The right analog stick is the Smash.
Yeah, so the only way that you can use Smash Attack is on the right analog stick.
So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But that game real good.
I enjoyed it. I played Little Mac and I played Samus.
You did not pick me. Oh, Mega Man wasn't.
Yeah, no, Mega Man was part there, but
I picked
Kyle
Mega
had
Man.
Dibs on him, and I was like,
I picked Mega Man.
Like literally, the first match was Mega Man, Samus and Rosalina.
Rosalina. Yeah.
So it was like, well, I guess I'm not picking Mega Man. But we did play Mega Man's the Wily stage.
Yeah, we had to play on Wily stage. It was fucking awesome. Yellow Devil shows up like halfway through the stage and starts wrecking house.
Yeah,
I saw that video too. Yeah. I thought it was like a random stage.
Yeah. No, you can pick your stages. It's pretty good.
Huh.
So I mean, like, I liked it. I'm not like the definitive Smash player to give you like a breakdown of what's better, what's not. But I mean, it was pretty nice, especially for Nintendo to go out there. They also had the 3DS set up for you to do Smash Run.
And by
like
set up.
By setup, they mean like
bolted to a dude's
tethered
waist.
Tethered to a dude's waist, like two. There was four of them. One was tethered to a dude, and another one was tethered to some other. I couldn't find the people because there was just a swarm of people around them, like waiting in line. Is someone staring at my butt cheeks?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hope you enjoy that ass window.
You get banned from Magic tournaments.
So, yeah. So like, I kind of didn't want to fight a bunch of kids, and you know, I really felt like we really. Kyle and I really got the hookup, so we didn't have to like wait as long.
You're not gonna tell the actual.
No,
story.
No, I'm not gonna tell the actual story. And you know,
I'll tell off afterwards.
Yeah, like wait, I'm intrigued.
We did.
Would you ever know me to wait in line?
We didn't wait in line. We showed up at Best Buy and fucking just we showed up, played Smash, and dipped. We skipped the whole fucking.
Like imagine you've been to a Best Buy and you know how there's like the aisles where like it come like the rows come out and then there's that big empty space. Imagine you filled that big empty space with people, like kind of zigzagging in a line, and then that spilled out around the corner some more, and then we skipped that whole thing.
How did no one call you out?
Oh, they did.
They did.
Oh, we were called out. We just didn't give a fuck.
We didn't care.
Wow.
Yeah, we pissed off a bunch of people.
I'd be pissed off. Now, yeah,
to be fair.
Joey had a newborn.
I had a newborn baby.
Fair enough.
Right there.
You can probably hear.
Right there. He's right over there.
So, yeah, that happened. Was Henry born on episode?
So last episode we didn't record, and then the episode before that was when Henry was being born.
Okay, so yeah. So, oh yeah, my son was born. That was amazing. That was kind of cool.
Congrats to Joey.
I played catch the baby, but I didn't catch the baby. I just stood there and looked at someone else catch the baby.
Yeah. Notice how happy he is. Last time he was like, yeah, it's a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby.
I like the baby.
Look, yeah. In the amount of time.
He's kind of a cool guy.
I've had two weeks to hang out with him. He's pretty cool.
He's a pretty cool guy.
I mean, before he didn't even have a name. So yeah, now he's got a name and shit. So,
yeah, before he was like just a thorn in my side. Now he's a...
Now he's a thorn in your side with a name.
Yeah, exactly. But, the Smash event was real fun. I'm kind of mad at the way Best Buy handled it, but I can't be mad at the same time. So they were supposed to give out like... Smash coins.
The same as like the year Luigi coins?
Yeah.
They were supposed to give them out to the first 70 people who pre-ordered.
But they said fuck that.
But they said, no, you get it when you pick it up.
What?
Yeah. So like
The Nintendo rep had no say in it?
No, nope. The Nintendo rep said that, you know, it was for best for everyone that way.
Because basically the people who were waiting in line got screwed out of the coins.
Like, basically what one of two things was going to happen, there was going to be a mad rush of people pre-ordering, and then the people who pre-ordered were going to be mad and they had to wait so long to play, or the people who were playing weren't going to get the pre-order and they weren't going to get the coins.
Did you pre-order?
Yes.
Yeah, both.
Huh. Were you part of 70?
Me and Joey should...
No, they said they upped the number to 300 per store.
Yeah, so me and Joey should effectively both get two coins.
Man, I hope our store gets it here in town.
Apparently the only stores that are going to get the coins are going to be the stores that hosted the events.
Lame.
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh, whatever.
You might have to bargain with old Papa Kyle. I got two coins, dog.
I got two coins. I got one called Left Nut, Right Nut.
I ain't going to bargain with that shit.
You won't it? You won't.
I'm going to get rid of that Luigi coin.
Oh, there you go. So the Luigi one's better than the Smash coin. Fuck that.
Fuck you.
I mean, like, okay, like, not in that sense, but the Smash coin is cool and all, but, like, everyone's going to... I see that one coming up more often, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to be wanting that and trading that.
Yeah.
Like, the Luigi coin has a little more, you know what I'm saying?
It's a little more niche.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to mean.
Yeah, it was almost the death of Nintendo.
I'm not saying so.
Your Luigi almost killed Nintendo for sure.
I'm not saying the Luigi one is inherently better in that, and the Luigi's better than Smash, but
yeah,
in the sense of which one would be a little more harder to get.
Hmm. I know my buddy in Miami called me. He was like, "So yeah, they're not doing it in the game department." Like, oh yeah, where's they doing it? In the home theater.
Home theater, probably.
They had to pull down one of those. New TVs, the 4Ks.
Oh, wow.
And hooked it up to that. Of course, it wasn't running 4K, but they said there was too many people.
Oh, wow. Like,
I saw a picture from, like, a big city
like,
the event was, like, fucking crawling around the outside of Best Buy, like, wrapping around the corner.
I'm glad it wasn't, because it was raining when we were there.
Yeah.
No, a buddy used to work up here, like, a friend of mine, and I made friends with him, and then he moved, and he keeps touching with me once in a while. We play online once in a while. Yeah, that too. But no, he was telling me, like, oh, yeah. So, you know, the camera department goes, yeah, it's like right next to home theater in our store. And he's like, yeah, yeah. We took that shit over. I was like, what?
Jesus.
I guess it was only one store down South Florida that had it.
Oh, man, that's insane.
Everybody walked in there.
That's good. Look, like,
apparently, when they opened up, they had a line.
Yeah. So, like, the Nintendo rep was, like, seriously pointing out that she wanted no lines until an hour before. Just because she did not want it to be crazy. Like, so, there was that. What happened to all the sound? There it is. Sorry.
Are we good?
I don't know. You guys got to talk.
Oh.
It was just really weird. Like, I'm looking at the thing, and it's just a flat line. Me talk. Barely.
So the past 25 minutes have been garbage.
Yeah. No, it's good. Like, I do have to apologize. My voice is a little bit gone. A little shaky.
Yeah. If I'm quiet throughout the podcast, I've had recent health issues that impeding my...
You know, we don't have to get deep into it. Like,
I'm not.
People just need to know, you know, real stuff is happening and, you know, time to keep it real.
Yeah.
So, I should bring this up. The website is... Well, I'll talk about it at the end. You know, it's doing well, I guess. Did anyone play anything? I mean, we got 2 weeks to talk about, but did anyone play anything, like, spectacular? Other than Smash.
Mario Kart.
I play a lot of Mario Kart 8, too.
Play a lot of Mario Kart.
A lot of it?
A lot.
So do you feel the way I do? Like 150 is, like, just fuck you?
The Dark Souls of Mario Kart?
Not that bad. I don't feel that bad, but I just feel like it's bad.
It's doable, but Jesus Christ, man. It's nothing compared to the other Mario Karts.
Well, I feel like 50cc, like, at the end, they'll give you, like, the AIs get, like, a little bit of a, like, an upper hand every once in a while. They're like... Like, you'll be like, oh, you're in second place, and then, you know, they'll try to rubber band past you.
Yeah.
And then, like, in 100cc, you always feel like they always get, like, the good items, and you get, like, some of the real shitty items, and you don't get what you need.
No, 100cc just feels like the pack just stays with you.
Oh, really?
What? Like, I can't pull away from the pack.
I feel like I don't
150cc is, like, you're going to start in the back, and you got to claw and dig your way out of there.
I haven't dug in a lot of the 150cc because I'm just playing with Henry in my lap, so it's like I can't. Dig in.
I'm trying to get all 3 stars and everything. No, it's fucking impossible.
I'm so pissed. Donkey Kong fucked me out of my 3 stars. Because I'm like, anytime I play Mario Kart, I play with Mario usually because he's middle of the road. Usually pretty easy to.
I do Yoshi or Luigi.
Yeah, same thing.
I usually play Yoshi.
So, like literally the last race, I was gliding into the finish line, and out of fucking nowhere, Donkey Kong just comes rocketing up beside me, and I didn't hit him with my green gel. And so he came in first, and then like a split second later, I came in second. I missed my third star that way.
Oh, that sucks.
So I had to redo the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. I've only gotten 3 gold stars on the Mushroom Cup. That's it.
Yeah.
On 150. Everything else has been like 2s or 1s.
150's tough.
That fucking Rainbow Road mode.
See, I haven't even unlocked everything yet.
It's not a joke on 150.
Well, you know what's sad? I haven't even had a chance to play Mario Kart yet.
No? Not even. Well, you don't even have a Wii U right now, right?
No, but I have friends who do. Oh. Like you, Joey, and Anthony.
Tell them to bring over your Wii U.
I'm telling you, like, it's just my health has been such an issue, like, over the last couple of weeks. Uh-huh. I don't mean to, like, bring this show down or anything, but I have kind of an inspirational thing.
Oh, yeah, go for
it. So, like, my health thing is kind of, like, blood pressure related. Uh-huh. And so, like, I've had, like, real bad dizzy spells and, like, chest stuff, like, tight chest pain, that kind of thing. Like, having to go to the hospital kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the only thing that, like, made me feel okay, like, it did during the whole situation, was playing Chrono Trigger on DS. Like, it's the only thing that, like, would keep me focusing and being able to not pass out.
Well, yeah, man, you're taking your focus and your energy and your attention on one thing and not, like...
Well, it's also because it's, like, familiar and, like, comforting. Like, for some reason, like, the music just keeps me going. And
I didn't know if you were getting, like, vertigo and just staring at something, like, straight in front
of you. Yeah, yeah, like, the vertigo and, like... It's weird, but it shouldn't be a permanent thing. I'm on new medication, so within like a month or so, I should be used to it and back to my old loud peppy self.
Let's get some beers.
Yep, can't drink beer anymore.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Beer's all I lost 10 pounds.
Right on.
Yeah.
You should diet every other day.
I am not stopping my diet. I'm going to.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Lost 10 pounds in like a week and a half.
That's good stuff.
I mean,
might not even be good.
Water weight's always the quickest thing to get out of there, so
you'll be. You just gotta make sure, like, I know, well, I'm not trying to sound like, you know, preachy, but you gotta make sure you get enough calories.
Yeah.
Because you don't get enough, you're just gonna kill off good stuff.
Yeah.
One day you won't show your butt crack. One day.
Does my butt crack show that much?
I think Kyle's in the same situation I am. It's just like nothing.
Fat guy, no ass.
Yeah, fat guy, no ass. It's just like, there's nothing on the grip. Nothing
to keep the pants up.
Nothing to keep the grip.
Oh! Borderlands 2 related.
Oh, yeah?
I beat Torque.
God. Yeah.
That Torque
campaign. I have a Borderlands 2 story, but remind me, I got to tell it off the air because it involves
Torque.
Just general hate about people.
Torque is fucking awesome.
So funny.
I love Torque.
So funny.
Love.
Like, he's got like this Macho Man Randy Savage kind of
esque
to him.
He does. So basically, there was one point where he's interviewing Moxie. Okay. And I said, Moxie. And he's like, tell me about the trials and tribulations of the Vault Hunter. He's like, well, Torque. Like, and then Tina comes in. Hi, I'm the new show. Blah, blah, blah. Torque, how did you get the name? Well, I'm Torque. I'm 45. And then he answers the questions. And say, like, all right, good night. And Moxie's like, wait, what? Okay, whatever. All right, Torque, you have any more questions? Tina said goodnight. The show is over. Yeah. She's like, motherfucker. Like, Torque just has him. I started Tiny Tina.
It's the best.
No. Holy.
That shit's hard.
All right, hard, but goddamn, it's funny. Like, Torque even me. I want to be in the game. Yeah,
he's
yes.
Like,
oh,
he's just like, blow up those fucking zeppelins or whatever.
Because I said so. Because
I said so.
But they were the only things blowing up the city. Yeah! And they put him in the stockholds.
Yeah, he's totally pumped about it still,
he's
too.
Like, he's like, yeah, this position, perfect workout for the glutes.
Yeah.
I think that is... Tina's awesome. Like,
I told you you were going to love Torque.
Tina's hysterical. Torque is hysterical. Even Lilith and Mordecai, when they start talking, they're fucking funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Brick threw a dice, like he had to roll for initiative, and he lands on something called, the guy with Mr. Reginald. It's like a jar with a monocle on top of it. And the giant die slams from the sky and just crushes him. And Lilith's like, you threw it too hard.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. And then I saw the 8 minutes of low gravity play for the prequel sequel.
I did. I saw a little bit of that,
that's
too.
That's getting good, man. And then Tales of Borderlands looks actually pretty cool, too.
What does?
Tales of Borderlands?
Does anyone?
The Telltale game?
That's the one that's like, remember The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Borderlands
has one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It actually looks good, though.
It looks all right.
I like it.
I don't know how that's going to work, but okay. I'll buy it.
They're just telling the story.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I mean, there's not really much story, but I mean.
No, I mean, they're making story up to put in there.
Fair enough.
I mean, remember, the premise of the first one was razor thin.
Yeah, there's a vault. Go get it.
And then the second one, they stretched it out a little more, and now they just keep going. Like,
oh, the vault had viridium in it.
We've had all this thing going the whole time.
We knew what we were doing.
Does anyone else, before we start talking a little bit about E3, does anyone else have anything else to add, what they were playing or anything?
That was pretty much it for me.
I played, I can list off the dumb things I played. I played Bush's Baked Beans, Bean Dash.
Remember he was talking about the last time fucking Bush's Baked Beans, and we were talking about
rolling nobody gave a fuck.
And we were talking about rolling the beautiful bean footage, and
that's an actual, the game.
The game's an actual game, like a platformer. Like I saw him playing it, and you double tap it, and then like you get like a bacon parachute. And, like,
good God,
it's ridiculous.
I still haven't seen any beautiful bean footage.
I think that's the end. You unlock the beautiful bean footage. I can never be
like. And then Duke just rolls his eyes at whatever. What's his name's
Jake.
The dude's name is Jake?
I think the dude's name is Jake.
I did play Infinity Blade 3 a bit.
Oh, really?
Played what?
For the iOS.
iOS?
Infinity Blade 3.
It's a thing where you die and when you
it's come, like
you come back as your son.
What is it? Hereditary? No, not Hereditary. Your descendants. You just keep dying and your descendants pick up all the stats you had before prior to all that. Good game. It's kind of the same shit that I've been playing for 1 and 2 already.
And what else? I played Plants vs. Zombies. Apparently I played Child of Light, played Mario Kart. I can't remember the rest of that shit I was playing, but I wanted to download 1001 Spikes because they announced that at E3 for Xbox One, and I think Entwine they announced for the PS4 at E3. So there's a couple games I want to download, but I don't...
They said that game's beautiful. The concept is whatever, but...
Right. I'm into it in some aspect. At the same time, like, I don't know if I want to download some artsy fartsy bullshit.
Did you get the Dead Rising one at least?
Was it free?
I have no idea. I just know it was available the same day.
I played the Spartan Assault, the Halo thing that everybody hated. I thought it was pretty good, actually. It's like twin stick shootery.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of good. You play it multiplayer and it's fun. It's just a cash sink. You can just spend money on it and just like cash duelers.
Right. That's what I was saying. But the problem is, I was about to say, a lot of people said that like they took a twin stick shooter and they didn't make a good one.
Yeah.
Out of like a good property.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they like infused it with all that.
That's true.
Like the monetization freemium stuff.
But it is free, and you can't just download it for free.
Right. But it wasn't before. Before it was a $15, $20 game.
Well, now it's not.
Right. Well,
It's not.
No, if I put $15 in that, I'd be like, fuck you.
Right. Yeah, if you bought it for $15 before and now it was free, you'd be like, you should probably give me $15
No,
back.
Because you... I mean, not that bad. I'm just saying, like, if I paid $15 for it and then it's like, hey, welcome to level 2. Did you spend any money yet?
Yeah. No, it kind of does. It doesn't really... It shows you at the bottom that you can spend money, but, like, whatever.
Yeah. I think they're slowly getting smart and backing away from some of that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a Final Fantasy one that's coming out.
Zero?
No.
Type Legends? Zero...
Forgive me, I don't remember the name. It's a Japanese iOS game.
Okay.
But it plays like, you know, hey, you got missions and quests, do it, but you run out of energy, then you have to let the game rest for a bit, then collect the energy again and do some missions. Or you could pay cash duelers and refill it. Game looks good. It's actually not text-based. It's animation. You can move around.
Good, yeah.
Looks fun. There's no Western release date yet, but...
Oh, okay.
Final Fantasy... It starts with an A or G. One of the two. I forgot. But Type Zero does look good.
Right.
Like, fuck, for a PSP game, it should look good.
Yeah.
Let's see. I jump back on... I've been playing a lot of RPGs recently because, like, that's what's made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I played... I jumped back on Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD Remix.
Mm-hmm.
I was trashing it before, but I don't know if it's just because, like, I'm in a better place and, like, it was more enjoyable, but, like, it's still not as good as it could be, but I think it's a solid port now that I got through a little bit more of it.
Hmm.
Regular stuff. Played some Killer Instinct. Ranked up, like, 4 or 5 ranks on Killer Instinct. So that's,
is TJ out now?
No,
or is he coming?
TJ's season 2.
Okay.
So as soon as... Iron Skies takes over.
Iron Galaxy.
Iron Galaxy?
Yeah,
Galaxy. Iron Galaxy, sorry. Then TJ should be coming out, and then there's also rumors that he'll be coming out side-by-side with... well, not side-by-side, but later they'll have Cinder as well.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Speaking of Killer Instinct, I'm sorry to bring up E3 shit, but what the fuck's Phantom Dust? I've never played that.
Okay, so... Oh, sorry, I'm a little loud.
Because I know it's a creator.
So Phantom Dust is... The director. So let's just get right into to straight into E3. So E3 happened, lots of press conferences, lots of trailers. We can talk a little bit about, I don't want to try to cover every fucking thing because like the list,
every other content creator's already done that.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, like there's sites that devoted 3 hours a day to just what was announced in a day. So,
oh, by the way, me and Joey saw it wasn't actually fucking Matt, but it looked just like Matt from the Best Friends in Jacksonville.
Oh yeah
yeah,
it was just a dude. He was wearing like a fucking Punisher shirt like a fucking black beanie, and he had like a beard, like a little like 3-day beard, you know what I mean?
Oh my god,
it was so dope. I saw him and like I was just like hype.
Yeah, I
there wasn't a black hand dreads following.
No. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
No, I would have loved to tell you. Fallen, I would have loved to have fallen into the woolly hole. But.
All right. So like I said, E3, you know, we keep this thing going. Eventually, we can go there. Be nice.
Yeah, man.
That'd be nice.
Hey,
so invite those three assholes then.
I'm just gonna go and just be like, oh, Jessica Negri.
I'm just gonna go and be like, ooh, all the swag. I love your game. Give me a T-shirt.
Let me get a T-shirt.
2X, please. 2X. What do you mean you only 2X? Have you not looked around the place?
We only have 3X, and we gave it to Kyle already.
Yeah. Damn it. Kyle, just cut off the logo.
You're losing weight.
I am losing weight. My belly doesn't hang out of my shirt anymore.
See, he'll be an X soon.
Really, I'm only 10 pounds away from that. I'm going to have to lose 10 pounds.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's not bad, dude. Just quit drinking soda. That's it. That's all you got to do.
I like my belly, then.
anyway. I like soda. Fuck off.
So, anyway, it was what? Xbox.
Did you just say Mbop?
It was Mbop. It was Xbox.
Hanson Rock Band announced.
Xbox. Harmonix, what have you done?
It was the Xbox presser, then E3, then Ubisoft, then PlayStation, and the next day Nintendo did theirs. So
Nintendo won.
So does this go in order?
No. I'm just going to name some shit. Like,
all right.
We're basically just going to talk about crap that
we like.
Oh, no, yeah.
Talk about what you like from the Microsoft one. You know,
the silence that just
Spartan thing, the Halo.
Oh, the Master Chief Collection.
The Master Chief Collection looks fucking dope. Halo 2 was my favorite of all the Halos.
So
how many maps? 130.
Yeah, they were talking about like that, and all the engines there. Cool, it's the original engine. It should be like as close as you can get to having that thing done correctly.
It's really cool.
They said Forge is coming back. And interlaced.
No, Forge is so good.
And interlaced in there is the story of Agent Locke.
Yeah.
So you get the precursor to 5.
Plus, did you get to see any of those stills like of 2 versus HD2?
I saw the
Arbiter.
I saw that, and I saw the
as long as they get
deathmatch they ran.
Yeah.
So
Arbiter looks fucking crazy now.
As long as I get an updated Blood Gulch, I'm good.
Why you were talking about Phantom Dust was a game that was not very well received on the Xbox, but it's still like worth like $30-$35. Yeah. If you can find it.
I just don't know what it's about.
Had the crazy guy with the hair on the cover, and he had like this.
That's like every fireball. Fucking game.
Dude. You look like you were about to say he had like the titties. He had some big sweet.
Well, the different connection comes out. It's like, we have a new game we're bringing back. I'm like,
if you see it, it looks like high art. It looks like high art medieval fantasy Dragon Ball Z.
I see the trailer looked pretty pimp, but I just have no idea what the fuck was going on.
Let's see, what else? I know Kyle got pissed off at Project Spark.
Fuck that game.
Fuck Project Spark.
Fuck Microsoft.
Fuck Microsoft and Project Spark.
I played Project Spark. I've been playing that for a while now.
You haven't?
I've been in the beta forever.
Oh.
I'm just saying that, like, it's a slap in the face.
Granted, it's
like,
Little Big Planet.
It's like
from Microsoft, but fuck, you didn't.
No,
don't slap us in the face with Conquer.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's fine to have Project Spark, but that Joey's opinion is so, like, I never do this. Like, and mean it. Like, I do it a lot in joking, but Joey's opinion is so fucking wrong. Like, what, dude? Like, let him speak. And
I will just say. I will say this. For me, because I'm not a big Conker's fan, it's better to have Conker's in Project Spark, where you can put Conker in there and do whatever you want with it. Remake Conker, remake your own Conker levels, than to have nothing at all.
I'd rather have nothing at all.
All right, I don't understand why you guys would rather have nothing at all.
Well, the thing is, they're acknowledging that the fans want to Conker.
And but spitting in our mouth.
They don't even feel the need to make the game, so they're like, it's been 10 years. Make your own game.
Maybe they feel like Conker is there to say, come here and see what you can do.
No, they're getting an IP that everybody wants. They're putting it into a game.
They already own it.
I get it, but that everybody wants a real game, so they're putting it into a game where, like, well, if you want to play it, now you have a reason to play it.
Maybe they're like, hey, we threw you a bone. Here's Conker here. We're working on something else. You know what I'm saying? Here's the art assets. We can do it. Maybe they're saying, hey, if people make enough Conker, maybe there's some kind of internal memo that says if people make enough Conker levels, we'll make, you know what I'm saying?
You know there's going to be one dude that creates Conkers.
I know there's going to be a dude who completely remakes Conkers, and that's what I would love to see. That'd be amazing.
Or
have to spend a ton of money.
You could just make a 10-hour Conkers like sequel, like another Bad Fur Day, and everyone would be happy rather than a very small percentage of
people. I get where you're coming from. I get it.
There's already been a Conkers remake. They already redid fucking Bad Fur Day. I don't want that shit. I want a new Conker's game.
I will agree with you. I like, we'll talk about this later, that I don't like remakes either. Like, I don't want to say that because there's some that I'm okay with.
Yeah, I was just sucking fucking Halo 2
but dick. Like there's other things that, so I'll move on a little bit, but I can understand you guys being mad about that. But to me, like, I don't think Project Spark's for you guys anyway. It's not for me either.
No, it's not. But I'm saying, like, to throw something like Conker in
They gave Conker as an asset for people who, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at Mario Maker that Nintendo announced. You know what I'm saying? Here's some assets that we can give you that are familiar. So if you don't know how to go from nothing, at least you have something, a starting board.
Right, but
we've had Mario like every other year.
Saturated with Mario.
Yeah,
right.
So like we haven't had Conker's in 10 years.
And like, it's one of those things where like...
Would you felt better if they just like, here's Cameo?
Yes. Okay. Like, it's alienating me from even looking at Project Spark. Mm. Like, because they flash Conker in my face,
It's how they delivered it. Like, okay. Saying, it's been 10 years, might as well make our own game. I'm like, oh, okay. You're that lazy enough that you're like, the fans want it, let them fucking make it.
Maybe they have something in their bag of tricks.
To me, it's like McDonald's. Hey, you want that fucking rare-ass toy? Better buy that 2 Happy Meals.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... You're fucking catering to that one group of people that, well, I'm going to buy the game.
It's more like, oh, you want that McFarlane variant figure? Oh, you have to buy 6 pallets of it.
Yeah, that's
true. What it is. Like, you get that... Project Spark comes out, gets announced. You get a handful of people interested in playing the game. You put Conkers, you're going to get, like, another group. So they double their sales. That's all it is. They're using it as a sales gimmick, a tactic. Mm-hmm. It just pissed me off the way they did it. Like, it's...
Thank you.
It was insulting.
Like I said,
as someone who's not a big Conkers fan, I just missed the boat on that. I'm just telling you how I saw it.
No, you're in right.
I'll tell you what did piss me off, though. Opening the show with fucking Call of Duty.
That was fucking stupid.
Yeah, great.
I don't care.
Way to make me just fucking...
I just don't care. Like,
I will give it that. The grenades, though.
The grenades was cool that he's like flipping them through and going through there.
That's actually pretty cool.
And like,
there's a grenade that shoots down like raining fire, and then there's one that actually gives you a map, a virtual map. I'm like,
but
that's actually pretty innovative.
I don't not expect them to have something good. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh wow, it took them 3 day games to make something finally.
One useful thing has been new.
So did you guys both watch it, or did just Al?
I just saw like clips.
Okay, so you watched all of it.
Yeah.
So I was unconscious. The trailer that they said they were going to open with originally, they decided not to. Was Ori and the Blinding Forest, or the Blind Forest. There's so many different names.
The Creators of Limbo?
No, not that one. That was Inside.
Oh, Inside,
this is the one where it was real quiet, and it's dark, and they
the
pick up
owl, the spirit
the
owl.
The owl and all that stuff, and it was orange at the end. Like, that's the one they wanted to open with. And that's the one I wish they would have opened with, because that would have sent the message that it's all about these little games, these indie games, these
experiences, I mean, like,
different stuff.
That's kind of the issue is that, like, Microsoft is now just, like, lately jumping on the indie game bandwagon.
Right. But, I mean, that's, you know, it's their own, they've always not been, like, huge indie supporters. But, like, the problem is like, last year, PlayStation demonstrated being about indies better.
Yeah.
They went out and got all the indies, they put them on stage, and they made them a focus. Whereas Microsoft's like, well, we had indies too, but
we don't care.
We don't care.
We didn't put the spotlight.
Where did Mighty No. 9 guys showed?
It got showed in the Microsoft.
Microsoft, not Sony. That was pretty cool being so shown.
But like, if you would open with an indie like that, like, what did fucking Sony open with Destiny?
That was dumb.
Like, what? What are you doing?
It's their big guns.
How much does fucking Bungie hate Microsoft? Like, Destiny's getting like all the
PS4
support.
It's not that. It's just like you got to remember, like, it's Activision is the publisher, so Activision has the, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but
Sledgehammer.
Like,
no, Activision is the publisher.
Oh.
So, like, they probably told, you know, like, hey Sony, you know, we're selling Call of Duty to Microsoft. What are you going to give us for this fucking Destiny? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're just, Activision is getting all the money.
But I felt like...
And generating all the hate for people.
You know, somebody brought this up. The lifespan of exclusives, I think, are dying.
Yeah, it's like
all it is
days.
Is like... All it is like, yo, I know you could get this game on the PS4, but guess what? That map pack, you get it 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't give a shit. I really don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out on both consoles? Well, fuck.
I
feel like an idiot for buying both now.
There's still nothing that sells me like a system.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Besides the order.
Besides Wii U.
No, the order.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's finish off Microsoft. There's a couple things I want to talk about. Sunset Overdrive. I kind of want to play it, but like, I don't know how I feel about the traversal. I think I have to play it before I could.
Why is he grinding everywhere?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I want to grind everywhere.
Maybe they were just like, man, Jet Set was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that's what I think they did. Yeah.
So, I liked the Lara Croft sequel.
That was fucking good.
That looks fucking sweet.
I didn't know until she fucking flew and like, used the axe.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. And then
I liked that they bring back Crackdown.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, because like Crackdown is like that game that, for me, that like if the three of us were playing it together, we'd have fun.
Right.
And fuck what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
The 12 people that like Crackdown really got hyped over it.
I know, Alf, you want to talk about Super Ultra Dead Rising 3 Arcade Remix Hyper Edition plus Alpha EX.
Thank you, Capcom, for fucking listening finally.
The 31st edition. The 31st anniversary edition.
That's cute. That's really cute.
Like,
I'm glad that they poked fun at themselves.
Well, they were totally aware of it. Like,
they're totally aware that they fucked up. There's 30th tofu in there. They fucked up their 30th
Akuma,
anniversary.
Akuma, you know, like it's just
BB Hood, Felicia.
I saw Ryu.
Tofu and the Captain Commando. Tofu! Yeah. He transforms to Captain Commando. Nice!
Yeah, nice.
That announcer was just fucking awesome.
The worst part is, like, I know the Capcom, like, not know, but I follow the Capcom Unity page, which is Capcom Community. Mm. And, like, the people they hired there are, like, passionate fans about video games and especially Capcom games, you know?
Yeah.
Who grew up playing the same Capcom games we did, so.
Oh, and Hagar.
Hagar, hold on. I know this is off the rails, and we'll talk about Nintendo stuff later. But if we're talking about great announcers for the Smash Invitational,
oh, I don't think I've watched. Did you watch the Smash Invitational?
I didn't watch the tournament.
Oh, first off, our
boy Hungry Box got second, which is fucking rad.
Oh wow,
yeah.
So that's fucking cool. Congrats, Hungry Box.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to seeing you again, buddy.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The fucking best thing is like the first Smash Ball. It comes out.
Oh, Mega Man.
I saw that. And
clip.
Then the fucking announcer's just Super Fighting Robot! Mega Man!
And then he destroys Rosalina's like, fighting to save the world!
So good. So hyped. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with him? But that crowd.
Dude, they were too hyped.
I've never heard a pop just for one little character, dude.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, when I played Mega Man, he was like the absolute most fun I've had playing Smash. Like,
How's that Rush Coil Jump? Is it
wonky?
Yeah, I figured as much.
It's weird.
It looks like Sonic Spring.
You gotta get on the down so that way you're getting back up.
It looks like Sonic Spring where you really can't aim with it. Yeah. You better be close to the edge. I'll
tell you, Mega Man's not about maneuverability. He's kind of just about like just straight tech. Although I played Greninja also, and Greninja is just straight maneuverability. Like he's almost hard to control because he's so fast. Like think like Captain Falcon, like melee style.
Get me started. I'm pissed off the Falcon's not in the game yet.
Right. Hey, anyway, they're still announcing characters.
We'll go back there.
Pac-Man though, dog?
We're not even Nintendo yet.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah.
All right. So Alf, the last thing, I know you were excited about the Division. Did you watch the Division?
Play? I mean, fuck,
it's all right.
Fuck you for teasing me. It's still 2015, but God, the game
looks okay. It looked
okay. My ass. The game looks beautiful.
To me, it turned too third-person shootery. Like I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if those were the characters interacting or the players who were
players. They're players.
Like because they were kind of like cracking wise.
They're players.
I was like, it's actually
the same team from the first Division. The first Division trailer where the guy goes, "Hey, Mike's signing on," and he comes in as a probe on his phone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a cool concept. Like I could log in with a Division app on Smart Glass or my phone or iPads, whatever, and I can actually have an unmanned drone play as me and join your game. So that's pretty fucking cool. I've never heard about that. So Division looks just I love it.
Next up was the E3 presser.
Ooh, Battlefield.
Yeah. I'm about to say, they showed a little bit of Battlefront.
That was cool.
They showed a little bit of Dragon Age.
Yeah.
They talked about the Criterion game whose name
that boss fight. Holy shit! Oh, the Criterion game where you could do any. It's like almost any vehicle imaginable.
Yeah, and then they did the Mass Effect Developer's Diary, which I'm pretty sure Kyle was pumped about. But the thing, like Kyle and I were talking about, like it was just them talking about we're making new Mass Effect.
Yeah, it's just conjecture.
We're going new places and doing new things because we listen to you guys. We love you.
Shepard's dead.
They didn't say that, but
we can't go anywhere else with Shepard.
And the thing was, like the same thing.
You'll be mad. You'll be like, whatever. What flavor Kool-Aid do I want? Or whatever fucking assholes say about Mass Effect.
And then,
3.
And
Battlefront's cool though, like. For DICE to actually go to Lucas archives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, like, they're just doing that, the thing of, like, we're talking about making it.
No, the assets are kind of, like, built, like, building
right, right but.
That speeder bike thing, come on, that was fucking awesome for Tandem.
And then Mirror's Edge, they kind of did the same thing.
Yeah. I wanted more from Mirror's Edge, and that's all I got. I'm like,
yeah, well.
At least Faith is back. I thought it was going to be a new character. Faith is back. I'm happy.
All right. So, did anyone want to watch the Ubisoft?
Nope.
Okay, so we can skip that.
We can't make women model because they're fucking too hard and it takes forever.
You have
the model already, you assholes.
So I tried watching the Sony press conference, and I couldn't finish it. I don't know why. I just couldn't finish it.
It was long.
Because you don't give a crap.
Actually, they ran longer than scheduled.
So I did watch the trailer for Phantom Pain. I might actually play that.
Fuck yeah.
But I mean, it makes me like, I was talking to our friend Jared about it, and like, he's a real big MGS fan.
No, I don't know anybody a bigger fan than
MGS. And like, MGS, I was telling him, like, dude, it like bums me out because like, I was so mad after 2 about, you know, having to slog through that fucking ending.
Yeah.
That I kind of just put it all down, and so now I'm like really far behind. And I kind of want to play Phantom Pain, but I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So.
That wiki.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming from a guy that's played almost all of them, I still have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Just watch some Let's Plays of it and be like, whatever.
I was happy that they announced the return of Grim Fandango.
Grim Fandango.
I've never played it, so I can't feel the hype you guys have.
That was really good.
This is like a big community for him, apparently.
No, because it's really good. Yeah. It's
really okay.
It's a point-and-click adventure based in around Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
What's the guy from Medieval? The Skull?
Oh, God, what is his name?
Medieval. I don't remember. Sony's character?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Don't look it up.
Whatever. I want a new game from him.
New Medieval.
I know. Yeah. They showed the Order 1886, but it was like,
it was all CG. It was all fucking pre-rendered.
It looked super CG.
Yeah. I mean, like,
it was gameplay. I don't
remember. Yeah, they say it's gameplay.
Yeah, when he's actually picking up, turn on the lights, and then the monster, he has to hide, reload, and then at the end, that's when it turns like cinematics when they fight him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Game looks fucking incredible.
It does look awesome.
They had that.
I've been saying that for like the better part of a year now.
I think it looks good. I just wish, like,
that lantern, though. Oh my God, the light dynamics that they have on that game.
Holy, I just wish it wasn't all like so much CG. Like, I don't know. I miss the old days of E3 where, like, yo, check it out. This is
wireframe. Here's a motherfucker playing this.
It's a wireframe demo, but.
Oh, you missed the ducks?
The ducks. I really do miss the ducks.
Oh, please. What was it back in the FMV days?
Yeah, I know.
It was all that fucking MVs. Look at that hair on Cloud.
She looked good. Oh, what the fuck happened?
let's see. Tales of Zillia 2 trailer.
Sony was lackluster, man. Like,
so, all right, so like,
I'll give it to Xbox, like Microsoft, game after game after game, breaks. I mean,
like, if you look at like the Sony one, they had a lot of stuff in it.
But. Sony just kept taking like, well, so that was a game. Now let me talk a half an hour about PlayStation Now and that white PlayStation.
Oh, God.
Like, you took forever to talk.
I really didn't care about the white PlayStation.
I didn't give a shit.
I also didn't care about Destiny because they didn't show me anything.
Now I care about though.
That's they talked about pretty cool. The Vita TV that I don't care about.
What your Vita can do, but not.
They talked about Entwine, which looked all right. What else did they talk about? So here's the thing that I wanted to talk about. Like, they announced GTA 5 coming to PS4.
Yeah. And PC.
And Xbox One.
And PC and Xbox One that came later. But the big deal is that they announced it during the Sony presser. And I'm kind of like, I don't give a rat's ass.
I already played that fucking game.
I already played it last year.
That's people that have the new consoles that to trade in their old ones.
Right, so. But I don't understand. Like when, and like Con and I were talking about this yesterday. Like, when in the life would you, when you got your PS3, we're like, hey, man, when are you going to port that PS2 game that came out last year? Hmm. You know what I'm saying? When the Xbox 360 came out, hey, man, when are you going to port that Xbox game that came out last year?
Well, look at Tomb Raider got the Definitive Collection.
I know.
Within a year.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fucking money grab. They're just like, hey, remember that game you just played? Here it is again.
Well, it's just people, slightly up-resed.
There's like, some people that didn't even get to play it. When the new consoles came out, they traded in their old systems.
I understand that, but like, so, to me, like, it's still like,
there is that community of GTA that people just want to play again.
And on top of that,
like, I was hoping for Red Dead Redemption 2.
I seriously get the PC thing.
Like, yeah, I get the PC people because they didn't get it at all.
And they're going to get mods and stuff, so they're real happy about it and everything. But like the Xbox One and PS4 thing, how much hype is surrounding it is fucking just
like people were like, oh my God, finally. The one game I wanted.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Like, what? Like, that game was terrible in that sense, you know? Like, it's a one playthrough kind of game, you know? And
every GTA is the same.
And then on top of that, they're like, well, I can bring over my save. Like, no, you don't want to bring your save over. I mean, it's cool that they're doing cross-platform save and all that kind of stuff. That's really
Why wouldn't you just start a new
fucking game? That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you just play it again if you love it so much?
I thought it wasn't a save. I thought it was your online profile.
They said the things that I read up until whenever we were things said that you could bring your whole save over and your online profile.
Oh, that's, well, that's different.
So
that's kind of dumb, though. Why would you want to do that, though?
That's what I'm saying. It's fucking stupid.
All right, so the big guns, of course, that we all give a shit about is Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, that intro.
with Iwata and
Reggie and Iwata fighting.
That was amazing.
That DBZ.
That was fucking good. Was fucking sweet. How the hell do you get Robot Chicken to fucking endorse all your shit?
I know, it's so
that
weird.
That was fucking awesome.
Like, the Robot Chicken Reggie feels amazing.
Link, oh wow, Cupcakes tune, then comes out, they told me you wouldn't be here!
That's amazing.
Oh.
Announce Mother 3!
They set him on fire. And it's like, no Mario game, and Mario's like, I'm out.
Bring my cart around.
Bring my cart around. It was so, I don't know, like, and on top of that, Nintendo did the Luigi Death Stare meme.
They did.
They used it in their promotional material. Like,
oh, we have a game that right now that kind of will utilize it, and it's just Luigi Death Stare.
It was amazing.
I'm glad that meme's dying though.
But it still, it doesn't matter. It had its moment.
It got the Nintendo hype out.
That's how you end the year of Luigi.
Yeah.
Like, the thing I didn't like about the only thing I didn't like is that stream, if it ever chugs on you, you get stuck and you miss some stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to wait till it replays later. And then, like, right after that, they go into their treehouse live at E3, where they're showing stuff all day, which they showed Shovel Knight, which was amazing.
Isn't it slated for this month?
I think they said later. They said summer. So.
Fuck, I just want the game already. But I want to play it.
Nonetheless, The thing is, like, that the Treehouse stuff just showed so much stuff, and they talked about so much thing back to back to back to back. I really liked it. I just basically had it running all day.
Yeah.
The
Amiibos are pretty cool. I mean, right, it's their answer to Infinity and Skyline.
The Amiibos, that's amazing, though. I will buy every single one of those they ever make.
Damn fucking right.
Like, just keep making them. Did you see the giant Mario Amiibo they had?
No.
At E3?
No.
Like you've been to the retro store, and they have that Mario that they put out front?
Mm-hmm.
That big. But it was like the Mario with the fireball thing that he was doing, like Super Saiyan style.
Oh, it's just a display then.
Yeah, but it's still fucking cool.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny that fact.
Let's see what else they announced. They talked about Mario Maker, which is like the Mario paint of make your own Mario levels. And they had the flies in there with the fly swatter. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I saw that, yeah. They have the dog, the eraser.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Mario paint.
It's Mario paint.
Well, I like that you can switch between 8-bit and all the way to
and
new.
And all the way up to new. That was amazing.
But I don't know if there's anything in between.
I don't know.
That would be pretty cool. Like, 3 Super Mario World, like, switch out. That would be pretty badass.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah.
I like the Yoshi design. I don't know
how the design's awesome. The how they displayed it, I'm like, you could have hyped it up a little bit more. It was like, hi, well, here's... Like,
hey, here's
we didn't want to do Kirby, so we did this.
We made Kirby games. Here's Yoshi with the same...
They were just talking about the life dynamic that Kirby get off with the yarn. Yeah. They didn't describe any gameplay elements, nothing. Yeah. They just...
Well, they talked, like, when you watch the Treehouse stuff, they talked about that.
I figured. I just didn't watch Treehouse.
What was it? Bayonetta 2, they showed the trailer for that. And then later on, they announced, hey, and then, like, at the end, they're like, hey, Bayonetta 1.
Yeah, you get Bayonetta 1.
With some costumes.
With these Mario costumes.
With sound effects.
Yeah.
Princess Peach had the coins. Mario had the, Mario. Link had the rupees.
Yeah.
Samus. I was like, what the fuck was that?
That was amazing. They said Splatoon, which I thought was really cool.
I like it.
That's like Nintendo's answer to a first-person shooter, like a first-person kind of shooter or
I like it.
Shooter.
I don't care what anybody says.
It was really cool.
The concept's good. Like, you can actually swim.
Yeah, swimming through the paint.
And then, like, rocket yourself over there?
Like, yeah, exactly. That looked like something, like
I like it.
I would play a lot.
Yeah.
They showed the next Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah. It fucking teased me.
Giant fucking robots.
I really thought it was Metroid in the very beginning.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
I go, Metroid! Oh, wait, it's anime people.
Yeah. Oh, waifu.
Then, what else they show? We'll save the best for last. For you,
I know
right?
Where you're going. Yeah, that's why I didn't mention
they
it.
Showed Captain Toad. Like
I'm,
the Toad.
I'm glad he got his own game.
I kind of don't like Toad having his own game like that, but at the same time, like, that kind of gameplay is kind of fun.
Guess what? Because Mario World Land, was it?
Mario...
For 3DS.
3D Land, yeah.
The game sucked, but Captain Toad's missions I liked, because really? He utilized the 3D puzzle solving.
Like, I like the Captain Toad's missions in there, too, so I was glad they got that. They talked about the new Kirby in the Rainbow Curse.
So it's like Canvas Course?
Yeah, kind
of. And Dream Course? Like, yeah. Basically, it's just controlling him like that?
Yeah. And then
you say you didn't like Super Mario 3D Land?
I don't like it. 3D World I loved.
Really? 3D Land was fucking awesome.
I think Alf and I have the same thing on that. Is like, after doing New Super Mario Bros., New Super Mario Bros. 2, New Super Mario Bros. Wait, which one was it? What were we talking about again?
New Mario Bros.?
Yeah, New Super Mario Bros. It's like 4 of the same game.
And it tried to be so much like Mario 64, but it really wasn't. You're like fixing.
Oh, you're talking about 3D Land? 3D
yeah,
World?
3D Land.
3D Land on the 3DS.
World was more like 64.
I don't remember 3D Land.
Land is where you could only change like left and right. That's it. Like, you could actually maneuver from that point for the 3D.
Was that the one with the big Mario head where you got the suit? I was okay with that one.
I like that one.
I didn't the B. The one
which
you
turned one to the, a B. Which yeah. one was the one where I nearly crapped my pants when I beat it?
That was two. New Super Mario Bros. Oh, yeah, two. Right, yeah, that game was terrible.
The coin one? That was fucking dumb,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, all right. One of them, like, I was really happy when I beat it because I was like,
it's fucking over.
You know, speaking of Splatoon, sorry, going back. It reminded me of Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, because of
the paint mechanics?
Yeah, the paint mechanic, yeah.
I was hoping for a Sunshine HD one. I would finally probably play it again. So
two more things before we talk about
Al's
favorite thing.
Yeah.
Devil's Third, now a Nintendo exclusive.
The hell's that?
I don't know what that is.
It's that game that I don't remember who made it.
Okay.
It's super violent. How about that? Super violent robot Mega Man. All right. Well, since then they showed a bunch of Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire for old Kizzle.
Oh, yeah. Mega Sableye.
There you go.
You see the world, like the region.
Uh-huh.
But like the live action trailer, I guess, so the kids on the fucking Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want a Pokemon game to look like. Just give me that.
All right. So the last thing is Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
All right.
Medina. I was not expecting that.
Impa.
Oh, Impa, I already knew.
Yeah, I thought we spoiled that.
Rad.
Medina was just fucking her AoE attacks.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wait, who are you talking about? Midna?
Midna. I said Medina, sorry.
Oh, okay.
This is Spanish in me.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that was cool. Zelda with a sword. That's pretty cool.
Did you see? All right. They didn't show in the trailer, but they showed in Treehouse, apparently, because I saw the video.
Uh-huh.
Her summoning the Dark Moon from Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, you know what you missed, speaking of Majora's Mask. So, like...
They keep hinting at it?
No, at the Smash tournament.
Zelda Williams was there.
Zelda Williams was there, and she brought out a full replica of the Majora's Mask.
They're hinting at it. They're so hinting at it.
That's not even funny.
Skull Kid.
You're going to be the Skull Kid. You're going to play as the Skull Kid.
Next player, character, Skull Kid.
As much as I love Zelda, I want more love for Metroid. It's the same anniversary. They have the same 26th anniversary already.
So. All right, so the last thing to talk about is the thing that's going to make Alf jizz his pants is they announced The Legend of Zelda. That's it for Wii U.
Air game
2015.
That trailer,
though.
That game, beautiful.
Yeah. Dude, that's seriously the most...
It does look good.
Have you seen
they turn the video into GIFs and it still looks good?
Looks beautiful.
Still looks good.
It's incredible how good that shit looks.
Still don't know if Link's a male or female.
Well, sure. No. So
yeah,
that
not even
funny.
That. We don't even know if that's Link.
Well, what's funny was like when
I think
when
it's
that,
Link.
When that trailer came on, I came up to see Kyle and I was like, check it out. And I was like, he's like, well, who's that? I was like, I guess it's supposed to be Link, but they didn't say, so it could be Zelda.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't know.
Because she has a ponytail.
Yeah. Well, the character has a ponytail. And, like, did you see the bracers are the same bracers?
The Ganons.
Ganon has. Bracers,
yeah.
So they're like,
well, Ganondorf.
Ganondorf, yeah.
They're like, is the character Gerudo in origin? And, you know.
I mean, Link is it's just a hero.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Why can't it be a female hero?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I'm all for that. I don't care.
Great. Make Link female and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Or even just give me a story where Zelda's not, like, a damsel.
Or finally make sense of the title.
Roles, you know what I'm saying?
Or finally make sense of the goddamn title.
Reverse the roles.
Legend of Link.
Where
Zelda's Adventure.
Yeah, Zelda's Adventure. Just finally fucking do it.
Like, King Link is, like, trapped and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, Zelda is coming to rescue. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my thing is, if it's set in the open world... Which there's some speculation that it might be set in the open world.
No, not speculation. He announced it. He said it's open world. So, he goes, you see that mountain? But you have 9-10 different ways to get there.
Yeah. So, since it's set in the open world, like that character could be anybody. Like even if it could be somebody that we don't even know about yet. It's like it's just a Kokiri, a Hylian. Who cares? Like it doesn't matter. If I'm in the world of Zelda, just period. I'd be happy.
It's an Octorok.
Why
the fuck was it shooting laser beams, dude?
That thing was nuts.
I still don't get
that shit was nuts.
And Octorok was on crack.
And it was moving mad fast.
And on top of that arrow, like, what the fuck
just
that?
Transformers.
Yeah. It is a teen form of Link, though. I've never seen that one.
I don't know. I'm excited because, like, the thing he was talking about it being open world and how that was never done, like, I really felt like in A Link Between Worlds, they were almost there.
Open world?
No, you had
boundaries still.
But I'm saying, but like, think about that though. You had no dungeon you had to do in order. You could do any dungeon at the same time.
I think they were feeling the mechanics out. Like they started with Wind Waker. That you could go to any island you wanted.
Well, they talked about that too. Like, you know,
but it was still bounded by that. Like you could only there was one entrance, one exit.
Yeah. Right?
Well, that's not the thing. The thing I'm thinking, like, even if you do dungeons, you have to have an entrance and exit. Even Skyrim, the one of the biggest open worlds.
Well, some dungeons, but not like, let's say a hideout. You just like multiple ways to get to a hideout.
Right. Yeah.
That, you know.
I don't know. They say real-time events. Like, that Octorok, I believe that was, like, a real-time event. That looked
like a random thing.
That was a random encounter. That's in-game engine. That's all in-game.
That was a random encounter that he encountered. And I think quests are given now. Dude, he was talking about that,
too. Was there anything for Shadows of Mordor?
No. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything.
That sucks, man. That's, like, what I'm looking forward to the most.
Like, the weird thing is this E3, they, like, did so much stuff where they're, like... Like, Square Enix was like, what was it, like, last week before, like, on Friday, they're like, here's the Kingdom Hearts 2.5 trailer for E3. And you're
Isn't that December 2nd? Wasn't that December 2nd?
You're like, E3's Monday. How are you sending me this trailer so old?
They didn't want to focus on that.
And, you know, like...
I don't even know what they focused on. What is it, Type O? Type Zero?
Yeah, that's just, like, all kinds of weird stuff, you know?
Oh, and Hitman. Ugh, I don't give a shit about Hitman.
You know, no Castlevania this time, though. But I think they need to give that, I think they need to give that franchise a rest for a little bit, just because of all the ill will they garnered from fans from
Lords of Shadow.
Lords of Shadow, and the Mirror of Badassness.
Mirror of Fate.
Yeah, that's what it was. But I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I will say this, you know, there's a lot of stuff that was announced and stuff like that. But I think, you know, we covered the things we care about. I mean, we could talk more about Smash, but. I mean, what's to say about Smash that we didn't say at the beginning, or we're not, you know what I'm saying?
The anime intro.
I mean, like, yeah, that's
cool. That was actually pretty fucking cool.
The GameCube controller compatibility, the fact that they're make, like, did you see the GameCube controllers that came out? The PDP ones?
Princess Peach and everything.
Right. Did you see the pictures of them?
Yeah.
Where they replaced the C-stick with the analog stick?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah.
Huh.
There's a Yoshi one. There's a Yoshi Wii Remote that comes out in Europe.
I'm not a fan of
the Mario one is like top red, bottom Palukia blue.
Palutena or whatever her name is.
Palutena?
Yeah.
Palutena?
Her Final Smash is like, all right, it's just a void and a laser.
I don't really care anything about Final Smashes at all. Like, the Mega Man one is cool and Mega everything, Man. But like...
That Samus one, or Zero Suit Samus same, one's broken as fuck.
Same as it always was, though.
I know.
The Mega Man's broken.
Big, giant laser.
Mega Man's,
that's the issue.
No, that's the Samus one. Zero Suit Samus is, you go into the ship and you get reticle and you shoot at him.
Yeah. Whatever, Snake did that before.
Kirby's Final Smash is pretty good. Big ass sword.
Mega Man.
That one's pretty good too.
I still don't get why Pac-Man's in it.
Super.
I get it. Namco's part of the team, but
it sucks too. Cause like I would have taken it, dude. Tails. The fuck. That's Namco.
Yeah.
Any of them? Give me Lloyd.
Miles,
I don't care.
Miles per hour.
What?
Miles power. Tails. Never mind.
What?
Sonic's buddy Tails is.
Oh yeah, Miles. Yeah.
You said I would have taken Tails. Anyway.
Said anything from Tails.
All right.
I was expecting anyone but him.
That's another thing. Like, they didn't announce a lot of Namco Bandai stuff either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I was hoping for Falco or Bayonetta. I was hoping for Bayonetta. Like, really.
You know, one of the things I'm glad I didn't see? A lot of bullshit that they usually like. Hey, we came out with this new headset that will suck your dick and bring you a taco as soon as you pay us $400.
Done.
Ooh, blowjob taco headset.
No, you only get one blowjob, one taco.
Oh, no.
It's not just on command?
No, it's one time only.
So you push a button, it's like taco blowjob.
You get it, and then you got to save it up for when you're like peak moment, like, oh, shit, I could really use a BJ right now, and then you hit the taco button.
In addition to a taco.
Does a taco give you the blowjob?
I don't know. Like, that's
you're it's still an alpha.
There's still working out the kinks there. You might get a lap full of hot beef.
Oh, man, that's some spicy beef on my dick.
That's how they get the special sauce in case of
that sour cream.
Just
too much.
Oh. You went too far.
Maybe one was a soft taco.
I like soft tacos.
Nope, hardest taco.
Hard tacos? All
right. Crunchy.
That crunchy dough.
They bring me an overcooked double layer.
Oh, yeah?
The beans are burnt.
Oh. It's disappointing.
Or it's like regional. You're either getting Taco Bell or you're getting some regional bullshit.
Red burrito.
Getting red burrito.
This place sucks.
You have to fill out a form and mail it in. And then they determine your taco button isn't active to the
right. Like they're like enter in your zip code. You're like, shit, this isn't gonna go well.
Living out in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you live in Alaska? You get nothing.
Some random dude shows up, here's your taco.
And you're like, what? From where? Oh, I made it. No, thank you. You can have that back.
I'll take the beige. Like,
all right. I'll take the beige, but I don't want this taco.
I don't have enough chapstick.
I'm really, like I said, I'm really glad I didn't see a lot of that bullshit.
What?
I don't know. Get at me, Turtle Beach. You want to talk about this?
Am I the only one that didn't like the Uncharted 4?
Like, I don't like Uncharted, period.
So. I like Uncharted. I just don't care that he's back. I mean, if you can fucking tell, Sully or Nathan are going to die. Like, I mean, that's it. One of them are dead. That's
it. He's looking more like old Indiana Jones.
He's old. Like, his face is like, I'm going to die.
I'm dead now.
So I was like, I don't get what's going to happen there.
Well, I think that sound means it's almost it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
So, Golden Saucer episode, what would you turn it
with? 48.
48?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
later!